Memo to Turner and Jumpin' Jack Flash, Rolling Stones. 17 until 3 o'clock. Snow should be letting up a bit. I guess it has. Driving still kind of slushy, though. Temperature's 32 degrees low tonight, down to about 26. This Sunday at 5, a refugee trying to enter the U.S. illegally finds a one-way ticket to death. The Shadow investigates. That's Sunday at 5 on KQRS for the continuing adventures of the Shadow, who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men, he keeps saying. Well, if getting your vicarious excitement by listening to The Shadow just ain't enough, how about some live things? Like at the Guthrie Theater. Last summer, people enjoyed Cyrano de Bergerac and Taming of the Shrew, and the enthusiasm carried through the fall plays with Misalliance and A Touch of the Poet. Some really good theater. And now Ostrovsky's The Diary of a Scoundrel is receiving great response as well. While you're home from school trying to get away from the everyday rush for a while, why not take some time, meet with your friends, relax and enjoy Misalliance or Diary of a Scoundrel at the Guthrie. Misalliance closes tonight. Diary of a Scoundrel plays tomorrow night. Guthrie has a special for students, no matter what school you attend. If you arrive at the theater 10 minutes before curtain time, you can purchase any seat in the house that's not taken for only $2.50 plus a student ID, and the 3 cents for the new tax hike. It's an opportunity to see some good theater for less than the price of a movie. So bring your friends, relax over the Thanksgiving holidays, and find out what's happening at the Guthrie. There's nothing quite like live theater. If you can't make it to tomorrow night's performance, there's a matinee, by the way, of The Diary of a Scoundrel tomorrow afternoon. Student tickets are priced the same as evening performances if you arrive at the theater 10 minutes before curtain time. For more information, if you need it, call the Guthrie box office, Guthrie Theater, this weekend, the kind of theater you don't want to miss.
If it kills you once, will it kill you again?
And again, and again, will it kill you again?
If it kills you once, will it kill you again?
And again.
Gotta be certain with certs.
Be certain with certs. The delicious candy mint that stops bad breath. Zerts contains a sparkling drop of Retsin, the miracle breath purifier. Delicious candy mint, perfect breath mint. Zerts is two mints in one. With Zerts, if he kissed you once, he'll kiss you again.
Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen, Hot Rod Lincoln. Also from them, we heard Lost in the Ozone Again. And ahead of that, it was Taj Mahal, 6 days on the road.
Christmas shopping at Rosedale Center is for the whole family. Moms and dads and people of all ages can find just the right gifts from 81 Rosedale shops and stores. Santa Claus himself is now at Rosedale to meet your children and talk about Christmas presents. You can have their pictures taken with Santa, too. And this year, the Sesame Street characters are on colorful display in the garden court. Shop for your Christmas list at Rosedale Center. Open daily between Snelling and Fairview Avenues on Highway 36 in Roseville.
Since 66, the Mamas and the Papas have been making people smile with their songs. And now, as 72 draws near, they are back again. Cass, John, Michelle, and Denny with their special blend of music. The Mamas and the Papas with their newest album, People Like Us, from Dunhill Records. Now available at all 9 Twin City Musicland stores. Musicland, Apache Mall in Rochester, and Musicland Crossroads Center in St. Cloud.
Jimi Hendrix. Third Stone. From the Sun. Third Stone from the Sun. That's us. Jimi Hendrix from the Are You Experienced album. This is KQRS AM and FM from Golden Valley. It's 1:30 after 3 o'clock. The temperature is 31 above. Recycling.
These days, there's a lot of interest in how to cut down the amount of litter and waste. You can help solve the problem of what to do about empty bottles and cans. The Theodore Ham Company and Coca-Cola Bottling Midwest are sponsoring Recycling Plant at 666 Pelham Boulevard in the Midway District. The Metropolitan Bottle and Can Recycling Center is operated by the Occupational Training Center. This recycling center will take steel and aluminum cans and non-returnable bottles and reprocess them. So instead of going to waste or winding up somewhere on a pile of litter, the metal and glass can be used again. And it's a good way to help raise funds for your favorite organization. Get full information by calling 488-0334.
A Farm State Republican has come out against President Nixon's nomination of Earl Butz to be Secretary of Agriculture. Kansas Senator James Pearson asked the president to find another man and drop Butz, a former Assistant Agriculture Secretary in the Eisenhower years. Senator Pearson said Butz is the wrong man for the wrong job at the wrong time. U.S. Commerce Secretary Stans has indicated that Washington's restrictions on exports to Russia may soon be reduced enough to let Soviet-American trade flourish. Stans is now on a fact-finding and exploration mission to Russia aimed at increasing trade. The Commerce Department reports that U.S. imports exceeded exports by $821 million in October. That was the largest one-month trade deficit in the nation's history. Officials said that a sharp drop in exports attributed largely to dock strikes is expected to cause the nation's first trade deficit ever over a full calendar year. The Justice Department moved today to implement President Nixon's request for a Taft-Hartley injunction in the East and Gulf Coast dock strike. Suits are expected to be filed in New York and 11 other major port cities by the end of the day to stop the 80-day, or to rather to start the 80-day cooling-off period. The 57-day-old strike has been going on now. It's by longshoremen. The dock workers could be ordered back to work by Monday. The Western White House announced today that President Nixon will meet with British Prime Minister Edward Heath in Bermuda December 20th and 21st. The White House said Mr. Nixon will be the Prime Minister's guest in a strictly business meeting to consult with the British leader in advance of President Nixon's forthcoming trip to Moscow and Peking. In other news from the Far East, the Center for Disease Control has warned that outbreaks of Asian or Hong Kong flu are likely this winter in the U.S. No significant flu activity has been reported in the states so far, but some outbreaks and epidemics have been reported in Europe and the Caribbean. There also have been some widespread influenza activity attacks in Eastern Europe. AFL-CIO President George Meany is reported to be in good spirits at George Washington University Hospital in Washington, where he was taken yesterday after suffering severe chest pains. And East Germany has honored ex-party leader Walter Ulbricht by naming him chief of state. Reputed mobster boss Joe Adonis is dead. He died in Ancona, Italy. Adonis was said to be a gambling boss in New Jersey. It came to public attention in the 50s when Senate investigator Estes Kefauver called him one of the most dangerous gangsters in the United States. Conflicting reports again on what is taking place along the Indo-Pakistani border.
Radio Pakistan says its troops are fighting Indian forces that entered East Pakistan. India insists that its forces are not involved and that the Pakistani government troops are fighting their own East Pakistani rebels. Driving still a bit slushy, winds are northerly at 18 miles an hour. Temperature's 31 degrees. I'm Alan Stone. Playing that rock and roll. That's Edgar Winter and Company. White Trash, 31 above, quarter after three.
Silky hair long, gets me there long, gets me there.
Hey, have you heard about Long and Silky? The conditioning lotion for long hair. Just for long hair. Actually works from the split ends up. Unfrazzles, detangles, silkens and shines. Makes your ends look so together, you could swear they've been trimmed.
And when she leans her head down to kiss me, I get lost in its tides like a drowning man.
Clairol's Long and Silky. For girls who never want to cut their hair.
It's time to put on your insulated long johns and hip boots for a trip down to Ribnik Furs to buy a warm, cozy fur coat or jacket prior to the real freeze. Ribnik and Sons has newly cleaned and reconditioned used raccoon, fox, seal, and muskrat skin coats starting at $9.95. He has the largest selection in the Midwest, over 500 in stock. Ribnik Furs, 224 North 1st Street, two blocks up from the big buckskin place in the lower loop. Come get a fur coat while they're warm and snuggly.
Wedding. It's Brian Auger and the Oblivion Express. Before that, Coming Back Home to Me. It's done by Dando Shaft. It's 25 after 3 o'clock. Temperature's 31. And tonight, there should only be about a 30% chance of additional snow or rain, 20% for tomorrow. Low tonight, 26 degrees.
Sooner or later, Minneapolis and St. Paul people will wake up to the fact that they can buy music much more inexpensively at a People's Record Shop, a shop that deals in progressive rock albums and that is owned and operated by young people. The reason they can offer lower prices on records is because of lower overhead. People's Record Stores are small. They do their own buying and selling and don't seek an unreasonable profit. And remember, they know and love the music they sell. This week, they're really loving the new Quicksilver on Capitol.
Been waiting here.
Happy instrumentals and the best of the San Francisco Seminole style. If you want to buy Quicksilver on Capitol, go to People's Record Store like Country Comforts, 5342 34th Avenue South, Optic Nerve, 1430 West Lake, Odd Merchants, 1920 and a half First Avenue in Anoka, 3 Acre Wood Records, 14 West 7th Street in St. Paul. Buy the real music from the real people, always.
Mickey Thompson's Funny Car, Estelle Compton's Fashion Show are all at the International Custom Auto Fair this weekend. Minneapolis Auditorium, open today through Sunday, noon to 11. Don't miss it.
The Hot Ones come to Minneapolis Auditorium this weekend for the 6th Annual International Custom Auto Fair. $1 million worth of the maddest action ever seen in the Twin Cities, featuring Sidewinder Cycle, Mach 4, Brinks Express, Boogaloo's Buggy, Bearcat Roadster, Mickey Thompson's Funny Car, the all-new, all-engine Super Vox and Super Vet Zingers, and more, much, much more. A far-out fashion show, all-pro ping-pong spectacular, Miss Classy Chassis Queen pageant, out-of-sight model car contest. For the kids, Roundhouse Rodney, in person. And in concert, Sunshine World, the package and the system. The all-new International Custom Auto Fair, this weekend, Minneapolis Auditorium, home of the hot ones.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like that.